Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome to our show, Conscious Connections. I am Medium Michelle, your host for this wonderful evening. Today is Thursday, March 30th. Wow, where did the month go? Can't believe it's already the end of March. Are you all experiencing warmer weather yet? It's still really cold here in Wisconsin. Not liking it. I cannot wait till I can walk outside without bundling up. We're getting a lot of rain lately too. I see on Facebook gardens, you know, people are posting their garden pictures everywhere, and I'm so jealous. So anyways, we have a great topic this evening, and we have a very special guest. I'm going to bring her on in a minute. Her name is Barbara Ucklin, and she's going to be here to tell us of her work as a hospice nurse and how she would request her patients to send her very specific and agreed upon messages, and they would have these conversations obviously before her patient would pass, and they would discuss what signs would be sent. But before I get into that, I'd like to bring on my co-host. So let me grab her. Cindy.
Hello.
Hey there. Hi.
Hey. So I heard you complaining about the cold. I've got a solution for that.
What, move back to San Diego?
I'll move to San Diego. That's an easy fix.
I don't think my fiance would like that too much.
No sense of humor, huh?
But we do, we have an agreement that we can spend winter months in San Diego. So that's good news. Can you hear me okay?
That's good. I can hear you.
Okay. I'm going to turn up my volume. Yeah. I'm just going to turn up my volume. So anyways, our topic for this evening is going to be about pre-arranged signs with loved ones before they pass on. So something that I've been observing, Cindy, as I work with clients through one-on-one sessions, is I noticed an interesting thing started to happen. As I would deliver messages, my clients would tell me, oh yes, I asked my dad or whoever I'm connecting with, I asked them to send that message and that very specific sign to me, and we talked about it before he passed or she passed. And this is happening. So many people are doing this now where they're asking their loved one, you know, please send me, you know, our favorite song. So, you know, next thing you know, you're walking into a store and suddenly, you know, you start to hear the song every time you turn the radio on or every time you walk into a store. It's just everywhere. Well, that's clearly your loved one reaching you and trying to, you know, do what they agreed to do. So like with my 83-year-old dad, who's still living, we've agreed that he's going to send me Willie Nelson songs. He's, you know, a huge fan, and, you know, that would make sense. So that's what he's going to do. And then also motorcycles. He's a big, huge motorcycle rider in his earlier days. And so, you know, when I see motorcycles or when I see a big club that passes by me, I'm going to tune in and I'm going to say, thanks, Dad, and I'll know it's him. So wow. It could be anything that you and your loved one agree upon. And it definitely doesn't take the pain out of losing someone, but it certainly helps to know that they're still with us. And, you know, so that's what our topic is for this evening. We have quite a few callers in. I think now's a good time to bring on Barbara. Let's hear what she has to say. Okay. Let me find her in the queue. Hello, Barbara.
Hello. Hi there.
Hi there.
Hi, Barbara. Hi, how are you?
We're doing great.
Thanks for joining us.
Yeah.
I just wanted to clarify, I'm actually a hospice volunteer. I'm not a paid nurse. I'm just a volunteer. And I think actually made it easier for me to kind of make that agreement with these patients.
Oh, definitely, because I'm sure they have all kinds of rules and regulations about, you know, these types of things.
Yes. So I'd love to tell you about some of my experiences.
We'd love to hear them.
The one that stands out most for me is a gentleman that I helped cross over a couple of years ago, and his name was Peter, and he was exactly double my age. So I was 47 at the time, and he was 94. And my birthday is 7/7/21, and his was 7/24. And everybody that came to the house while I was with him, he would say, look at this, I'm exactly double her age, and we're only 3 days apart, and she's 7/21, and I'm 7/24. And Peter and I talked so much about that he was going to be okay on the other side. He wasn't afraid. And I said to him, you've got to let me know when you get there. We weren't really sure what kind of sign he was going to send me, but we both agreed that it would be something so profound that I wouldn't even be able to second guess it.
Right.
So he passed, and my then boyfriend, now husband, and I went to Peter's funeral. And I haven't been to many of the hospice patients' funerals, but Peter was a special one, so I really needed to go. And it was a very Catholic funeral, stand up, sit down, kneel down, and all that stuff that I was not familiar with. And I was, it was all kind of a blur to me until the woman who was saying, and now this, and now hymn number whatever, she said, and now for hymn number 721. And that's my birthday, and that's what he constantly talked about.
Oh, yeah.
So
that's
that was Peter at his funeral. I had another patient named Charlene, and when I would see her, we would sit in her bedroom, and from her bedroom, she had this huge window, and it looked out on a canyon. Her backyard actually, like, kind of just went into a canyon, and you would see dozens and dozens and dozens of wild rabbits hopping around the canyon and coming up into her backyard. And we had talked about, after she passed, she kept saying, you know, what's going to happen? What am I going to do? And I said, well, you'll be everywhere. I said, you could even be one of those bunnies.
Yeah.
And the day after she passed away, I was at my house, and my kids both were saying, Mom, Mom, come outside. And I went outside, and in our backyard that was completely fenced, no way in, no way out, was one wild bunny.
I just
teared up. I knew it was her. And then the bunny disappeared. It was just like, in the blink of an eye, it was just gone, and there was literally no way in or out of that backyard.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, I've had another one that was also very profound. It was a woman, she was a young woman, a single mother, who was passing, and she was so afraid to leave her daughter. She wasn't really afraid of dying, but so afraid to leave her daughter. She wanted to know, you know, what she was going to be doing after she was gone, and I said, well, you're going to be everywhere after you pass. You can be whatever you want to be. She said, could I be a butterfly? And I said, you can totally be a butterfly.
Aww.
And then after she passed away, her mother gave me a tiny dish with a butterfly on it. And then almost right after I received that dish, I started seeing big, huge yellow butterflies would come fly right into my face.
Oh, wow.
It's so wonderful and so profound when something like that happens and you've talked to them about it, and then, you know, within days or weeks, it's happening and it's so tangible.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I want to ask Cindy, what kind of, do you mind if we share with the listeners about Simon?
Sure. Yeah, no problem.
So,
go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I did not prearrange signs with him, and I think this is an excellent topic, if I can just kind of digress for a second, because I think you're almost afraid to bring up that topic with someone who's passing, because it almost validates that you're admitting that they're passing. And I think a lot of us want to hold on and continue to give our loved ones hope that they're not going to pass, and by making this agreement, you're saying, yeah, sorry, but you are going to pass, and I know it's very emotional, so...
Yeah.
I think this is a great way to bring that message forward, that it is okay to validate their passing, and it is okay to make these agreements of what you will see as proof of their passing and that they're still with you.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Simon was my fiance, and he passed away a year ago in October, and he had a tremendous sense of humor. So there are things that he does now that I know that they're him because of his humor. There are times, for example, when the television will not shut off. No matter what I press, no matter what buttons I do, the TV will not shut off. And I know that's him being funny. And so I'll finally just walk away from it and say, okay. And then I'll come back a little bit later, and sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't, but I always know that it's him. It was just, there was, I know, there's a big chair. It's a big kind of, I don't know, it's a love chair, very heavy, about 60 pounds, sitting on the front deck. And the front deck faces a field of pine trees, and he used to love to sit out there and just look at the pine trees. And it wasn't long after he passed that I went out there, and the chair, which is usually catty corner, was completely turned directly facing the pine trees. And there's no way that could have moved by itself. It's just way too heavy. So I even took pictures of it because I couldn't believe it. And there was an empty water bottle sitting on the deck railing that was totally empty, and it was still there, which told me it wasn't the wind, because if it had been the wind, the water bottle would have fallen over. So it was just the chair that was moved, telling me, I want to see the pine trees. Let's move that chair around.
And then did you see something in the sky once with like a shape of his face or a sunset? Or I remember you telling me something. You were so excited.
Yeah, there's a couple of times I've taken pictures and I've seen his face in the pictures, and
yeah.
that has been a super validation. There was one time recently when I was just really angry at him for leaving, and I know everybody goes through this from time to time when you
yeah.
lose a loved one, but I was out back, and it was about 9 o'clock at night, and I was just telling him, whose idea was it for you to leave? I know we prearranged this, but whose idea was it? Because I'm really not happy right now, and I am so miserable, and I miss you so much. And I was basically yelling at him in the yard, and all
yeah.
of a sudden, it's 9 o'clock at night, and this hummingbird comes whizzing right past my ear. And they don't fly at night. And so
no,
and
they don't.
I took my ear off. And so I knew. I sat down and just started laughing because I knew that was him saying, shut up. I'm fine.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah.
That's amazing. I really, really love to hear stories like this. It just warms my heart. And I was scheduling a private session with a client last night. And I was getting ready to have an initial conversation before the actual reading, just to build some rapport and set some expectations. And and her loved one was coming through. I'm like, it's not time. It's not time. This is just the initial conversation. And then after I got off the phone with her, I played a backgammon game, and I kept rolling the numbers. Two and one, I rolled it 5 times, and I was really pissed off because I wanted to win my backgammon game. and he lingered, and that's his personality. He would be he's a practical jokester, constantly joking around and doing, that stuff he would have done. So I can't wait to share that with his mother, when we have our reading this Sunday. So.
Yeah.
So, Barbara, anything else? Any other stuff?
Well, yeah, the one patient that sends me the butterflies, the actual day that she passed, I had been talking to her mother in the morning, and the patient had not passed yet, but I was chatting. I think I was chatting by text with the mother, and she was saying she just needs to go. She just won't go. And I said, why don't you go and find some music and put some soft music on? Send the daughter out to play or something and put some soft music on. So she went and put some music on, and she came back to the phone and she texted me and said, I have some music on now. And then I didn't hear from her the rest of the day. And then a little bit later on, maybe an hour or two, I was sitting in my bedroom and I actually saw a vision of her kind of come into the room like on a wave of kind of air water, if you will. It was her face, and she did like a thumbs up sign to me, and she said, I'm free. And I kind of thought to myself, oh, I wonder if she's just passed, but I hadn't heard from the mother yet, so I didn't think too much more about it. And then by that evening, I still hadn't heard, so I called the mother, and she said, God, I'm so sorry, it's been such a crazy day. She passed this morning.
Uh-huh.
And I said, oh my God, I thought so. And I told her about the vision that I had seen, and apparently the patient's ex-husband had seen the exact same thing.
Oh, wow. That's me. That's absolutely
very profound. Yeah, but it's just, you can't dispute it when it's something, like I said before, so tangible, it's so real.
Mm-hmm.
There's no other way to explain it,
Yeah.
Barbara,
so,
I don't know.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I don't know if you can validate this, but I have heard that the hearing is the last sense to go. And so even though someone may look as if they're not hearing or not conscious of those around them, oftentimes they can still hear. So speaking to them and making agreements like this, asking them for certain signs, I understand that's still very real.
I had a patient a couple of years ago who was an indigent man, and he was living in a care facility. He had no family or friends. So I was called in as the 11th hour volunteer, so to speak. It's when a person is actively dying and they have no family or friends. So I sat with him and I held his hand and I talked to him about going to the other side. And I said, I don't know what your life was, but I know you've had a mom and a dad at some point, and I'm sure they're waiting for you. Just go. And I just kept talking to him. There's nothing left here. Go.
Yeah.
And then I felt him start to slip away, but it was an odd sensation of I was actually looking at him, and it felt like there was a shift in the room, like I could visually see the air move.
Yeah.
And I knew that he had passed, but I kept talking to him. I was like, go on, go on, keep going, keep on, keep on. And it went on for several minutes. I could just kind of see and feel him leaving the room. And then I got up and went and got one of the staff members and asked them to check. And yes, he had passed. So it's so, I mean, if you pay close enough attention, you can feel it. You can see it, you know?
Yeah. We are quite the earth angel, Barbara. I mean, that's amazing.
It's so odd, but it's great, you know?
Yeah. I mean,
it's just wonderful.
That's just such a blessing that you're able to offer, you know, love and guidance and to help people pass.
And when I come in, you know, quite oftentimes the family and the patient, nobody wants to talk about death. And sometimes the family wants to, but they're afraid of upsetting the patient. And the patient wants to, but they're afraid of upsetting the family. So I come in and I'm not quite so bluntly, but basically like, okay, you're going to die. Let's help you get there the best way possible. Yeah. Let's give you the best death you could possibly have. And so we talk about it. We talk about what they might see on the other side. We cry. We talk about ways they could fool their friends from the other side and you know, funny stuff like that, and just really kind of get down to the meat of what's happening and, you know, this is it, this is reality, and have a great time with it.
Right.
Yeah. Are you still doing that work, Barbara?
Yeah, I do. I have a patient at the current time, actually.
Wow, you are such a blessing to them.
Really are.
And they are to me, though, you know?
Yeah. Yes. Oh, I understand what you mean by that. I really understand.
Yeah, I mean, you go and see a patient who's dying, and you look at the family, and they're, you know, they're so sad, and the patient feels guilty for leaving them. And then you think, oh, my God, and I was complaining about having a sore back this morning.
Right.
You know, and it just puts your whole life in perspective. So they give me, I would say, more than it I could ever give them, you know.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, though, when you see the sign and you've been able to talk so frankly with them about it, and then those things come back and you see it.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I cry, sometimes I have a chuckle, and sometimes I'm just in awe, you know. But it's just great when they send those signals that we've talked about, or things that we weren't sure what we were going to do, but we knew it would be something profound, like with Peter and the 721.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's we didn't discuss him doing that particular thing, but he was so, like, focused on, he would tell everybody, her birthday, 721, mine is 724. And it just was so funny when she said, okay, now we turn to hymn number 724. Pardon me, 721. Yeah.
And it's a good point that you bring up that, you know, it's a very difficult conversation to have with a loved one because they don't necessarily want to admit, or they could still be in denial. You know, with my stepdad, he's gotten pretty open to all of this woo-woo stuff. What he calls it, were you still talking to ghosts? like, yes, Dad, I am still talking to ghosts. You know, and we've moved away from that, and now we can have a little bit more meaningful conversations, but he was so close to all of this in the beginning, and now, you know, I can ask him, you know, please send me, signs, and he says things like, I'll never leave you, I'll always be here, I'll always, won't leave your side, and so that means the world to me, because it also shows me that he's expanded his view of what death means, and that, you know, that you don't ever die, and that it goes on. It's a continuation. So, I guess
I've had patients, including the one that was twice my age. His name was Peter. He would often tell me that when he couldn't sleep at night, and this was as he was getting closer to death, when he couldn't sleep at night, he could see his mother. And he would say, you know, I'm scared because I'm hallucinating. And I said, why do you think you're hallucinating? That's your mom. She's come to take you, to hold your hand on the journey. And he was so excited. He said, I was a mama's boy. Oh, I love my mama. And I said, that's her coming. It's not a hallucination. It's not just a vision. It's real. She's coming for you. And he was so
excited.
I'm so
glad you're able to educate people on that. And my fiance's mother is 87. She's in a nursing home and she has severe dementia. And my fiance doesn't like to go and see her because he doesn't like to see his mother in that poor state. And he doesn't know what to talk to her about because it's looping. She's like looping. And I told him, start asking her about her dreams. Do that. See what she says.
Yeah.
Next time we went in, says, so what are you dreaming about these days, Mom? And she says, well, I dreamt about Stan. Stan was her husband for 40 something years. And she says, and he really likes when I just listen to him in my dreams. And so she's talking about these dream visitations, you know, and we all know that they're not just dreams, right? So, but it really livened her. I mean, her whole life is in a bed and she dreams, you know, sleeping all the time. So I absolutely knew that she was being visited by her loved ones.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
yeah.
You know, we'll keep on with those conversations until she does go. But I know it brought a lot of joy just to talk about her experiences in her dream life.
Yeah. I recently had a patient who also had severe dementia, and she was in a facility, and I would see pictures of family members on her dresser, and I would ask her who they were. And the picture of her son, she always told me was her husband, and she would give me her husband's name. And I would always call the son after and kind of give him an update of how the visit went. And I would say, yeah, your mom says that picture is of you, is her husband. It's your dad who is deceased. And he said, oh, she always says that dad keeps coming to visit her, but I just tell her that's nonsense. And I said, no, let her keep on with that. You know, and she may be seeing him. She may look at the picture of you and see him. He may be really there getting ready to take her. And she passed probably about 2 or 3 weeks after that.
So it
happens all the time. People recognize it. People don't recognize it. People just think it's silly, garbled, you know, deathbed talk kind of
stuff. Well, we know better.
It's not. It's very real. Yeah.
So, well, thank you so much, Barbara, for coming on. We really appreciate your stories and your contribution to our show this evening. We're going to go
time.
Ahead. Yes, thank you so much. We're going to go ahead.
Amazing, Barbara.
Thank you.
We're going to go ahead.
I'm just amazed.
We're going to go ahead and take a break. And, Barbara, you're welcome to stay on with us or you can hang up. It's really your choice.
Great. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Welcome back, everybody. This is your host, medium Michelle Fletcher. You can find me on Facebook Messenger at facebook.com/medium.michellefletcher.1. And that Michelle is with one L. So I wanted to let everyone know that I will be in the San Diego area, and we are planning a gallery event on May 4th, and then also private sessions May 7th. So if you're in the San Diego area and you want to come out, let me know. Find me on Facebook. I'm very active on my Messenger and Facebook. So make sure to message me and secure your spot. So I think it's time, Cindy, to go to the phone lines. What do you think?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay, someone's got some achy hips this evening. My hips are, I don't know if that's you, Cindy, or if it was Barbara or maybe one of the callers, but we'll find out.
Not me.
Okay, good. All right, I'm gonna go to 505. You're on with Medium Michelle and Cindy. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, good evening. Angelina.
Angelina?
Jolina.
Oh, Jolina. How are you doing
today? I'm doing good. Just got back from taking my son to practice, soccer practice.
Yeah. Where are you calling from?
From Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Oh, wonderful. Well, what do you think about our topic this evening? We're talking about pre-arranged signs with your loved one before they pass. Is that something you would feel comfortable doing? What do you think about that?
Well, I just like tune in though. I just heard, you know, part of it though. Pretty interesting though, you know. Just, you know, like I said, I just tune in.
Okay. So what's your question?
So, are you guys doing the psychic question though? Are you guys doing that? I've been working, you know, for a school district, you know. I'm a single parent for 13 years now, and it's, you know, it's been really getting tired of the department where I'm at and getting too political, and I would like to move to a different department, but I would like to stay with the school district, you know, for all the years vested, you know. I want to keep my pension, you know, when I retire. So I'm looking to apply for a different, you know, field and you know, with the school district still, you know, here on Saturday I want to put my resume. Do you see me moving to a different department, or I'm kind of like stuck with the department where I'm at?
Well, there's two things I want to address, and the first one is to be open to relationship. Are you currently single?
I am single, and I'm actually with, you know, with this gentleman. You know, we've been dating for 5 years now. We've been living together.
Okay. So there's something holding you back though from moving, you know, really taking the plunge. I don't really know what that is. Fear or just something holding you back. And then,
there is, yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. So you want to face that. You're very lucky to have a wonderful person in your life. And I do know he's wonderful. And I feel like sometimes you can get a little down as far as a little critical. So, and I know what that's like, but overall, you have a great cat. You have a wonderful person with you. And that part of you that wants to be a little critical is a protective shield from really getting as close as you could. Do you understand that?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So, and I really feel like me telling you that is going to help lift that, because you know you do it, and really it's just a barrier, you know, and people who have intimacy fears, I myself being one, we have to watch for those barriers that we place up. And actually it's a human condition. It's not just a few people, you know, it's the whole world is working toward close, you know, getting closer and more intimacy with their partners. Another thing, I want to acknowledge that you are such a hard worker. Oh my gosh. Cause that's what they're showing me is you really take your job seriously. You cross your T's, dot your I's. Everything is tight. Everything looks good. You work so hard, and there isn't anybody that deserves a better position and to move up than you. So that's what I'm being told. And they're giving you a medal honor. Wow. I don't get that very often. They're giving me a medal honor. And not just in your work life, but your mothering, and, you know, that son of yours just absolutely adores you. Yes, I know. And that they're acknowledging how difficult it's been, and that you just keep going and you keep striving, and it's all going to pay off. And I do feel your question. I do feel positive about a different department. And I feel like there will be a very grueling interview process in front of several, like a group of people. And I want you, if you do go and do that interview, please let me know, because that's what I'm seeing. And then you'll want to meditate before that interview, because your nerves, you get very nervous.
I'm just worried about it. I just don't like, you know, change, you know what I mean? Like I said, I've been with this department for 13 years, and that's why I'm afraid of change. But then again, with all of this politics been going in our department, I'm sick of it, you know what I mean? They don't see your hard work.
Yeah.
And in fact, I could use some increase in my salary. My son has disability. He's a type 1 diabetic, and I could use some money, really.
Yeah. Well, I feel they're not just pushing you out of the current position, they're actually kicking you in the butt. I say spirit is kicking you in the butt. So it is time for the change.
I guess it's so nice to be here tonight, because I'm crying. It's difficult in the last few days. I've been banging head to it in my boss, and it's like, look, I'm working so hard, and you don't see this over little things. You're going to give me a verbal warning. It's not even something that's not really necessary, you know. I'm protecting, you know, your department, and then here I am. I'm the one in trouble, you know what I mean?
Is your dad passed?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Was he a smoker?
No.
Okay. I have a male here who is talking about chain, like he's a big smoker. So I don't think that's your dad. I don't know who it is, actually. But he is coming on the father side. Actually, no, I'm sorry. He's coming on from the mother side. So mom's dad would be? He had cancer or an illness, because he just made me feel sick suddenly.
Mm-hmm.
His business or his occupation was something with filing papers. He was in an office. But not very happy. Not very happy at his profession. Could have been a school teacher. You want to find out who this is?
Okay.
Yeah, I feel like he's a school teacher, because he's showing me grading papers.
Okay.
So just keep that in, you know, and your dad is here too, but this gentleman is the one that wanted to come through.
Okay. So you do see it's very strong. There could be a change in my work.
Yeah, but you have to allow it. You have to allow it. You have to embrace it, and don't be so afraid of change. And don't be so nervous in that interview process. And I know that's easier said. But just know that
I'm kind of like contemplating, like I said, do I put the resume this weekend? I'm like, you know, I'm like, is it, I don't know. Like I said, should I stay? But then again, with all this happening in the last few days at work, I'm like, you know, maybe, you know, this is it. You know, I need to do something. You know, it's telling me to do something.
Yeah. Well, good luck. And thank you so much for calling in.
Okay. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Alrighty, so I think we're gonna go straight to the next caller, and that's gonna be 505.
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
How are you?
You're You're on with Meeting Michelle and Cindy. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Shalina and I'm calling from New Jersey.
Hi, Shalina.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Did you get a chance to listen to any of our topics?
I've been listening since the beginning, actually. I really enjoyed it.
What do you think about prearranged messages or from our loved ones before they pass? Is that a comfortable thing? Is that something you feel like you do, or?
I definitely strongly believe that because I've had things happen where I'm like, oh, okay, so you're here. So I definitely strongly believe that. So I'm very comfortable with that. I never actually, requested, give me a sign or something. I sometimes just have something happen and I'm like, oh, okay.
So you're already putting it together.
Yeah, I'm very in tune. So if with me, it's like normal. For some people, they're just like, I don't know why I keep seeing this blue bird or, you know what I mean? Or this thing just keeps popping up on my house or...
Yeah, I once, Cindy, I don't think I ever told you this. I was in Las Vegas with my fiance and we had dinner with my dad and I lost my brother 4 years ago, I believe. And thank you. And then during the conversation with my dad, I don't get to see him very often. His name is Ben, the brother who passed. And we pretty much talked about him throughout the whole dinner conversation. And then we went up to the hotel room and we were at the really nice hotel where the blinds automatically go up and down. And all of the blinds in the hotel room, and he's a very strong spirit. He has made some very interesting things happen, but nothing like this. I was blown away. All of a sudden the blinds, the electronic blinds started dropping and there's six or seven of them in the hotel. And I yelled out to my fiance, are you doing that? Are you doing that? You just push the button and are you making the blinds go wacko? And he's like, no, I haven't done anything. I'm like, oh my gosh, that was my brother. I know that was my brother then. So
definitely. That
was pretty amazing. So let's go ahead and get to your question.
So I was calling because I recently had a friend pass and I'm kind of still sick to my stomach over it. And it's not even we just have a long history. We've known each other for over 10 years. And it's not like we see each other every day, but we just we always had a connection when we did see each other.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just like, ugh.
You're just shocked.
So many things you feel in your gut and you don't even know how to really explain what it is that you're feeling because it's so many different things.
Yeah. How long ago was it that he passed?
A few days ago.
Okay, that's pretty recent.
I was going to ask you that too. I don't know if there's a certain time frame that you can connect with somebody.
Generally 3 days. But was it your birthday recently or coming up?
My birthday's coming up.
Okay. Someone just said happy birthday. Tell her happy birthday.
The last time we hung out.
Okay, that would be him.
What happened was we all hung out. It was my cousin, my friends. We all hung out and we saw him and his friends. And it was my birthday. And then he took me out to eat and he had them sing happy birthday to me at the place and he got me a cake. And so every time I talk about him recently, I always talk about, remember for my birthday, we were all out.
Yeah, he's a great communicator. He's talking about number one. You're number one. No, I'm number one. What's number one mean?
Well,
that's an inside joke or something.
He was a ladies man. And it's funny because whenever I would happen to bump into him, it was always years apart or whatever. But whenever I did bump into him, I've seen him with a girl and I was like, oh, it's his girlfriend. So I'm not going to interrupt and say hi. But he was just like, I don't care who I'm with. You've been friends. We've known each other for so long. It doesn't matter.
So who would he
say you're
my number one? Is that where the one comes in?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Well, he's moving me toward his heart. But I feel like his passing was very sudden and very quick. And he was showing me being taken very quickly. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but it was his heart.
Okay. Yeah, again, because he's showing me he was here 1 second and gone the next. He didn't
exactly
even
what happened.
He didn't even see it coming. No signs, nothing. He was just kind of plucked from the earth. But he says,
yeah, he had chest pains and
he says, I am so happy. I am so happy over here. No stress. He is a funny guy, and he is
very funny.
Very handsome. I can see his smile, and he has great teeth, and he did like the women. He did. So,
he did. Which is why
he's telling me probably too much. You know, you're saying I like them a little bit too much.
Maybe.
So, it's just amazing.
Some type of feeling that whenever I'd see him, I would look for him. If I thought he would be at a place I was at, I'd look for him because that was the kind of presence he had, that he just kind of made me feel like I was the only person there.
Yeah, he's very charismatic.
Very.
So many people really liked him. So he says, thank you for the thoughts and the prayers for my family. And like what you said, you two weren't, you know, an everyday type close friendship, but you did have an exceptional bond. And that bond, you know, comes from past lives. It just did. He's part of your soul family. He'll see you again. Don't worry. He has your dog. Do you understand that? Do you have a dog that passed?
I do actually.
Yeah, he's bringing forth a dog, really cute little puppy here.
Yeah,
I know it's not a puppy, but I call all fur family pups.
Because he's tiny.
Yeah, he's very tiny. And he says he's taking good care of your puppy. She's here. I think it's a female dog. Is that right? Okay. She's running in circles really fast. Run. That's how excited she is to say hello to you. I got a B name coming through. B is in boy.
Someone that's passed, you're saying?
Uh-huh. Or connected to the dog or connected to your friend, a B name.
The dog's name is Benji.
Okay. I said.
You're like amazingly good. I just want you to know.
Well, I almost said Bernard. I almost said Benji. I just need to say what I hear sometimes. But
you like describing everything to like a T. Like that's insane. How good you
are. No, Benji. She would give hugs. Do you remember that? She would give like
she's
human
such
hugs.
Such a sweet dog. Very sweet dog.
She would hug your neck like a human would hug your neck. That's what she's showing me. She loved to put her little legs
up under you.
Yeah. But, okay, so your friend.
I just feel so bad for him. His daughter is so sweet. He was so close to his daughter, and she's little, and it really hurt because I have children, and I'm just like, ugh.
Well, he seems to be fine. You know, and it's because the veil's been lifted and he has full understanding and awareness of why this happened and the blessings, the many blessings that will be poured upon every single soul that loved him. They're going to be really moved to grow from this experience. So it's the silver lining and it's, you know, everything is for a purpose is what he's saying. He says, watch for the flock of birds that will fly above you. That's me.
It's
so
because I just talked to him like a week ago.
Yeah. It's pretty strange.
That's another thing that like shocks me more. You know, I just spoke to him.
Yeah.
He had to be under a lot of stress because he developed like dark lines under his eyes that he never had before.
Yeah.
And that's why I felt like it was a combination, and that's why he had like a heart attack in his sleep like that.
Right. He doesn't even want to really talk about the negative. He's just such an upbeat, happy-go-lucky kind of person.
He is. That's exactly how he is.
He he had a real hard time having serious conversations on the earth when he was here.
A clown.
Yeah. So don't worry about him.
Fine.
And you know what? He'll be with you every step of the way.
Yeah.
He says, good job on your eating, your dieting or eating healthy, eating salads. That's what he's saying.
He is so silly. Oh my gosh. Because he has children and he's like, you look so good after having kids. He goes, the mothers of my children look like SpongeBob after they had kids.
I could definitely see him saying that. All righty. Well, I think that's all I have.
Thank you so much. It was
welcome.
Really nice. Something told me to call you. That's the crazy part. Something said to call and you'll be able to talk to her. And that's why I stayed in online and waited.
Yeah, well, because he just doesn't want you to be sad. You can send him love.
Yeah, and that's about my whole day today, actually. And I had a feeling if I talked to you, I would probably feel better.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate what you did tonight.
You're so welcome. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Are you there, Cindy? Hello, can you hear me? I think I lost Cindy.
I'm here. Are you there?
Oh, yeah. I don't know what happened.
I don't know either. I was saying hello, but there was nobody there.
Oh, well, that was a great show. I think the two people that got the readings got a big blessing, and I think it was a great topic. So, how do you think our show went?
I think that was wonderful. It's just such a blessing to hear people get validation from their loved ones through you. And then to hear Barbara talk about her experiences, to me that was just a blessing to go through that with her and to listen to all of her stories. So I don't know about anybody else, but I'm moved by the whole show. So thank you.
I am too. It's amazing that I can link with a soul that's so, you know, new over there.
I was surprised. I mean, isn't it usually about, you know, at least 3 to 6 months before they can communicate?
No, there's really no hard and fast rule. I've communicated with souls that, you know, are in a coma and that they haven't passed yet. And So a lot of people have that belief, you know, you have to wait a certain amount of time. I don't really subscribe to that. I think because of my own experiences, I've been able to communicate immediately and sometimes even before. So.
Yeah.
Because
the soul
you're connected
amazing.
With your higher self.
Yeah. And for that last reading, too, it validated not just her friend that passed, but her dog that had passed, and that the dog was still fun, you know, fine and loving and having fun. That, as a dog lover, to me, is a great gift as well.
Yeah, I love connecting with our fur fam on the other side.
Yeah.
So, anyways, that's going to wrap it up for this evening. I want to thank all the callers and the listeners. Thank you for the contributions to our topic this evening, and I really hope you enjoyed it. You can find Cindy and I here every Thursday. I think we're agreeing to do every Thursday, right, Cindy?
Yeah, that's affirmative.
Put her on the spot. 9 p.m. Central Time every Thursday. And again, you can reach me at Facebook, facebook.com/medium.michellefletcher.1, and that Michelle is with one L. And I do offer private readings, and what a great gift to give to a friend in need. Offer them a gift certificate of a free reading. Those make some of the best. And then remember, I am coming out to San Diego May 4th for a gallery event and also private sessions for May 7th. So anything else you want to add before we let everybody go?
You mentioned your Facebook page, Michelle. Do you screen people who do Facebook requests?
That's a great question. And yes, I do, because you would not believe the type of friend requests I get. They get really odd ones. I mean, people with no friends and three pictures. I'm like, I don't think so. So
how should your listeners get through so that you accept their Facebook request?
If they send me a little message, I heard you on Blog Talk, or I'd like to, you know, usually messages, if they message me, I will, anyone who messages me a nice message, I will let them on.
Okay. So. Good to know. Okay. Well, this was awesome. This was so much fun. Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you, Cindy. We'll see you next Thursday, 9:00 Central Time.
That's right. Same time, same place. See you then. Thank you.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
When dreaming in gratitude.
I didn't end my show. I'm ending it now. End episode. No, it's